Where you can squarely blame it on is whoever's controlling the media for the most part, because that's who programmed. I mean, you know, I got a cousin down in Atlanta and said, "Oh, it's so nice down here," and it's about how he talks too. They removed that icky foundry and got a nice mall in there, and you know, a lot of cast iron come out of Atlanta, Georgia. Got rid of that icky foundry and got a bunch of mall jobs and cleaned it up and made it look beautiful. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how easily someone's deceptive, because those were high-paying skilled trades jobs. They make great iron in the foundries down there in Atlanta, and they run one up in Pigeon, I think, here in Michigan still. And then they've got one by where I used to fish for salmon up in East Jordan that still runs pretty strong.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one.
I mean, that's one reason to stay in the state. It's the natural resources and the beauty is unparalleled. I know in the Flint area we've lost a couple of companies coming in. And even in Saginaw, we've lost a couple companies coming in. So hopefully we can get Michigan moving back on the right path, because a lot of people are moving out and headed down south, you know.
Now look, when I was working skilled trades, I run heavy stamping. Well, I've done a lot of different skilled trades. Welding, heavy stamping, maintenance, like industrial maintenance, three-phase electrical stuff, robotics. There were groups of Chinese they brought in to buy our old presses. So those presses, a lot of those stamping presses and stuff, are gone from the jobber shops. They just laid them out in junks and hauled them away in on semis. And put them on boats, took them to China. So they're doing it all over there. But we ran those presses. We ran the guts out of them. And it was rough on the neighbors of that shop, that's for sure, because the one I ran would bounce one of my radio buddies, and he's a boomer. I think he worked for the railroad, but it would bounce his dishes right out of his cupboard.
Wow, yeah, I mean, That's just crazy that they're packed up and shipped overseas. You know, my family's from Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh, Erie area, and they talk about the glory days of the 70s when manufacturing was at its peak, and, you know, just from high school, you just walked into a really good job and whatnot. It just sounds crazy now in this day of age.
The mills. Yep, they would go beyond iron there. Matter of fact, the coil stock, some of our older coil stock was remnants from that day and age, and then we would decoil it, stamp it into parts, but they had roll mills down there. That place, everybody talks about how polluted it was, but, you know, some of the older stuff, older equipment, they didn't, like I said, they didn't. Our country never invested into stack scrubbers and things like that to clean up emissions. They just quit. They quit. They damped them down. The government closed them down, and you know, they put it on. You know, it's pollution. Well, you're gonna send all this money to these other countries. Why not invest here to clean up the stack, the flue gases? You know.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint.